September 2, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The sacrament of sacrifice. He that believeth in me, out of him shall flow. John 7:38. Jesus did not say, he that believeth in me shall realize the blessing of the fullness of God. But he that believeth in me, out of him shall escape everything he receives. Our Lord's teaching is always anti-self-realization. His purpose is not the development of a man. His purpose is to make a man exactly like himself. And the characteristic of the Son of God is self-expenditure. If we believe in Jesus, it is not what we gain, but what he pours through us that counts. It is not that God makes us beautifully rounded grapes, but that he squeezes the sweetness out of us. Spiritually, we cannot measure our life by success, but only by what God pours through us. And we cannot measure that at all. When Mary of Bethany broke the box of precious ointment and poured it on Jesus' head, it was not an act for which no one else saw any occasion. The disciples said that it was a waste. But Jesus commended Mary for her extravagant act of devotion and said that wherever his gospel was preached, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Our Lord is carried beyond himself with joy when he sees any of us doing what Mary did, not being set on this or that economy, but being abandoned to him. God split the life of his Son that the world might be saved. Are we prepared to spill out our lives for him? He that believeth in me, out of him shall flow rivers of living water. Hundreds of other lives will be continually refreshed. It is time now to break the life, to cease craving for sanctification, and to spill the thing out. Our Lord is asking who of us will do it for him. That's the end of Oswald's text. The essence of faith in Christ, the essence of being a Christian, or a Christ-in, as they were called in Antioch, the essence of becoming Christ-like is to be like him in spirit and attitude. Jesus possessed from his very beginning an emptiness of self, an absence of pride, and a fullness of humility. He was willing to place himself at the lowest entry point on the human plane, and he was willing to always be in a place of submission to those to whom he ministered. Even in his final moments, Jesus, the Master, the premium Son of God, who would give his life to redeem us all, who deserved all of the praise and glory of every man, woman, and child ever to exist, got down on his knees before each of his disciples and washed their feet. If the King of the universe can wash the feet of his disciples, we certainly should be able to wash the feet of others around us who claim to know Jesus, or others around us who just need their feet to be washed. Any task that is beneath you, or if you consider any task to be beneath your dignity, then there is still not an absence of self as there was in our Lord Jesus Christ. If I would have an intimate, deeply intimate and personal relationship with Jesus Christ, so as to be one with the Father as he was one with the Father, I must be like him, especially in this point. There is no focus on self, no interest in self-affirmation, but only a deep affection for God to the extent that I allow God to use everything I possess, every faculty, every intellect, every skill, every expertise, and even the things that I do not possess, he can put in to flow through any individual who will totally abandon themselves to him. I would be like Jesus. I will abandon to him.